just as a handful. I love them.
Yes.
They're crazy. They're wild ones, but well, that's what you get when you have the last name of Walker.
We love the Walkers, though.
Yeah, we're so I'm Brandon's cousin.
Okay, I'm really close. I went to school with Brandon, but I'm really close with Haley and Chad because he comes to all my kids' birthday parties. And yeah. We're just, like, really close. I don't know.
That's so cool. It's so weird how things work out like that, you know?
Right? It does. It's yeah. So crazy.
Okay, so we're just going to ask you a few questions and kind of like what we talked about texting. Just tell us your account of it and if your significant other is there, wants to tell their account of it. We're not going to name any names. Okay. I'm going to refer to you as neighbors in Little Sequatchie. Is that cool?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then, yeah, just take it away. Also, my co-host Macy is here, too.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
I guess I can start. My parents lived in the home that I live in now. We just moved in June 1st. And so my parents lived here for like 7 years. And another 7 years, Gary's father lived, and he recently passed away. Like, and by recently, I mean like within those 7 years, he passed away. So Gary and Regina moved in next door, and they got really close with my parents. They like shared a crazy obsession with dogs, and they would always like meet up at the fence and just talk about their dogs and how they always played well together. And him and my stepdad in particular were very close. So one time, Gary was just like, you know, can you watch out for my house? Regina has been cheating on me and I'm just filing for a divorce. So just like, you know, come over if I need you to, just keep an eye out. And my dad was like, okay, that's fine. And this was roughly a year ago. So Gary supposedly was filing a divorce. And then that really upset Regina and she refused to leave. But in a sense, this was, you know, Gary's dad's house and his dad just recently passed away. So he didn't want her staying at his dad's home, which is understandable, but still doesn't excuse his behavior, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So Gary had to relocate and Regina was living there with her kids and her grandkids. So I really think that's why Gary just snapped. But as of that night, so my significant other, he was actually in the police academy and he gets home Thursday night. So he wasn't even certified yet. Thursday night, it's actually so scary because we were waiting on the porch for him and it was Father's Day weekend, I believe. And we had painted this, like, really big painting for him. And we were so excited to give it to him. So the kids were, like, inside in front of the front door, just, like, waiting, holding the sign up. And I was on the porch, like, waiting for his headlights. And I was outside. I literally have a Snapchat video from, like, 8:23, I think it is. 5 minutes later. And he sees the painting and he, like, kind of hugs the kids. And we're just, like, all just talking about his week. And within those 15 minutes of him being home, this is like so hard to talk about. Okay. He starts like banging on our door, Aaron, which I didn't know him at the time. And my 9-year-old comes like running up to me and she's like, Mom, oh my gosh, there's a man at our door like begging for help. And I was like, I was terrified. Like, I don't even open the door for like Amazon. Like, what the heck? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. So I go to the window and I was trying to look, and the way he like had his body positioned, like I couldn't see him at all. He was like sitting down on my porch, pressed up against like the door. And he was just like begging me to open it, begging me to get him a drink. And I was just like, can you step back and let me see your hands? Because what if he was just like lying, trying to get in my home or trying to hurt us or something? Right.
He just, like, what if he's just wanting to gain access?
Yeah, I watched too much crime shows to, like,
you do too.
Yeah. So then I was just, like, begging him, like, please just, like, let me see your hands so you don't have anything. And he was just started, like, begging and crying, like, please, I've been shot. And I was just like, Okay, so then we start calling 911. They tell us not to open the door. And then at this point, Aaron gets super upset. And he starts saying, like, give me an effing drink. Open the effing door. And I was just like, oh my God, like, this is so scary. So I just run in there and get a drink. And I open the door. And I don't know what I was, like, expecting to see. Like, he had told me he had been shot. But I wasn't expecting to see, like, a man that was shot. Like, I really don't know. So I opened the door, and there was blood all over the porch, and his hand, it literally looked like there was, like, a bone sticking out or something. Just a horrible image. I kind of locked my kids away in the back room, and I told them not to come out because they were already traumatized hearing him beg for help on the porch. So I opened the door, and I was tending to Aaron. And it was really just all about him. Like, we were talking about his wounds, and we were trying to get him to talk about who shot him, and he just kept saying, her ex. And I was just like, who? He wouldn't say no names. And then finally, he was like, my kids are in that home, and he's trying to, like, kill them by setting the house on fire. And I was like, wait, which home? And he said, Regina. And then it clicked, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's literally next door. So we had to, like, go off our porch, kind of walk out in the yard, and then turn. And the house was just, like, engulfed in flames. And my significant other ran over there. He went and got his, like, duty weapon and ran over there. At this point, we had no idea, like, where Gary was or if he was even, like, hiding. Like, we literally had no idea. So that was kind of crazy for him to just run over there. But I stayed with Aaron. And he wanted a pillow, just little things like that. And he kept trying to, like, go to sleep. So I was trying to talk to him, ask him about the kids and their ages, and just trying to get him to talk to me and stay awake. And the police, so many police were pulling up, but they were going to the house and not Aaron. And I was terrified because he was so white, like, scary white. And then I saw another police officer pull up. So I ran out to the road and I was like, please come get this man off my porch, like, before he ends up dying or something. And then they go up there and they ask him, like, who shot you? And he said, my girlfriend's mom's ex-husband. And he was like, I don't remember his name. And instantly I knew, oh, that's Gary. So then they start going through my backyard and the sides of the house, trying to find him. And they ended up finding him, like, in the home, obviously. But Aaron ended up going to the hospital. And another thing, the EMS, it felt like we were out there forever, but I think it was maybe 20 minutes because EMS refused to come get him because of Gary still possibly being on the loose. So a, like, patrolman had to end up bringing him to the hospital. But yeah, that was that night. Do you have any, like, questions? Anything you want me to, like, talk more on specifically?
Did you ever meet Aaron before that night?
No, I literally had no idea. We only really spoke to Gary and Regina. But after the divorce, and he had said that she had been cheating and possibly using drugs, and that's why he was divorcing her, we kind of stopped talking to her. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't really, like, come outside as much anymore. We didn't really, like, talk to her at the fence anymore.
Okay. And did you know Brittany, like, you grew up, like, next door to them? So we're...
No, she lived in, like, Chattanooga.
Okay.
Before all of this. And she ended up moving in with her mom, I think, whenever her and Gary split, because it was just Gary and Regina for the longest, and then Brittany and the kids moved in, like, recently.
Yeah.
But no, I never knew of them.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything that your husband would say, like, that you could maybe, like, relay for him?
I'm trying to think. He so badly wanted to, like, support me and, like, be here and tell his side as well. But whenever all this happened, Aaron, like, whenever we first went to open the door, Aaron was screaming, you know, you're a cop, man. Why don't you get out there? Go save my kids. And we were just like, first of all, he's not even certified, so he can't even do that.
Right.
And him and his, I don't know about Aaron specifically, but his family ended up trying to, like, get him fired from his job, saying he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But, like, the following days after, a lot of Aaron's family, like, was visiting the home, and they came to pick up his truck. And we pulled, I think maybe it was his aunt, I'm not sure. We pulled one of them to the side, and we were just, like, apologizing. And obviously there's things I wish I could do and go back in time and just, I don't know, open the door sooner, I guess. There's so many things I would do differently. And she was very, like, apologetic, and she said that Aaron, like, was respectful, and he didn't feel any way towards us. I don't really know how to feel. That's why he's terrified to talk, because he doesn't want them trying to get him fired.
Yeah, they don't want to, we don't want to paint him as a bad guy, because he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
I think it was a panic.
A terrible situation.
It was a panic situation. So no one knew what to do.
Yep.
I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing. This doesn't happen, you know, in our area, I feel like so recently. It's a traumatic incident.
Our kids are so young. They're, what, 9, 4, and 5? And so, like, that was our first thought was, okay, absolutely, our kids are literally in the home. Do we want to open the door? So, I don't know. It's just so hard to process all of that.
No one can judge you how you react in an emergency situation.
Especially when your children are home.
Exactly.
And you don't know what's going on. So I think everyone handled it as best they could. Like, it's one of those, you don't want to say, like, oh, I would do things differently. Because in my mind, I'm like, I hope you're never in a situation like this again.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. But I truly believe that he would have, which I really hate to say this, but I really believe he would have, like, bled out on our porch if we didn't end up opening the door, because the police, like, weren't, they were more worried about, like, the house fire. They didn't really realize that we had a whole man on our porch.
Right, so they're figuring it out.
Yeah, it was very chaotic, and I would like to think that we did the best that we could, but it was hard.
Yeah.
And our kids still really struggle with that night. Like, we moved from such a terrible place to this home, and then this happened 2 weeks after, and my kids wouldn't even go near that side of the house because they were so terrified. They wouldn't play outside. Like, it was, I had to, like, put them in therapy. It was so traumatic. It was the roughest time forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it just kind of hurt seeing how upset his family was, but then again, I get it, because who's to say I wouldn't do the same thing if I was in his shoes?
Right. Well, at least you have that perspective, and that says a lot about your character.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, good for you for getting the help that you needed for your kids, and I hope that you and your significant other are also getting any kind of help that you need. This is a traumatic situation, and trauma takes time to heal, mm-hmm. And so shout out for you putting your kids, you know, and being open about that, because I think more people need to hear that and be open and okay with it.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Yeah, do your daily affirmations. Keep trying. Reach out to us if you need anything. I think that's it on our end. I believe this episode will come out not this Monday, but next Monday.
Okay, when are you guys releasing the second part?
So it'll be, like, the second part will be on Monday, this Monday, with AJ, who is, AJ is Aaron's cousin.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell me, like, if she mentioned him coming here?
She talks about it, but she doesn't talk about names. Doesn't say names, and she doesn't, say anything negative about you guys at all.
Yeah, it was just more or less the
telling of his side of the story.
Of his, like, the process, the events that happened, like, how it went.
Yeah, see, I so badly, like, want to talk to him, because obviously I want to apologize and say so much, but I'm just curious if he even remembers, like, a lot of the things that he said, or if he was just so in shock, or, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I can reach out to AJ on your behalf and ask if maybe that's a possibility.
Yeah, truth be told, I think that would actually be
I think it would be beneficial for both
beneficial.
of
Yeah,
you.
because there's so much
Trauma bond.
trauma
Trauma
there
bond.
that only you guys get it.
I
Only you guys
agree.
were there. So for a lot of people, like with PTSD and stuff, it's like, why would I talk about it? Nobody understands, but you got all of you like do actually understand what it was like because y'all all actually lived it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely open to that.
That'd be
Might as well
great.
Take Yeah, we'll
I'll reach out to her and then I'll just text you and tell you what she said. He was apprehensive of talking to us, which is understandable. So he may not be ready, but I'm
That's
sure eventually he could be. And just having that door
Yeah,
open.
I definitely think just knowing that that door is open and that y'all are open to that or whatever, like, would make a world of difference for him because he like everyone else involved is having a really tough time.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing I really wanted to, which this is so like sensitive, I guess, but I made a cute little, what do you call it? It's like along the fence where our fences meet, and it's like this really pretty like little garden slash like butterfly thing to represent the three babies. And I don't, like I said, I don't really want to show him that, but I also don't want him to come back over here because I'm sure that's so
No,
horrific.
I think, yeah, I think
Can you
it,
take a picture of
yeah, if
it
you
and
could
send
take
it
a
to
picture
us?
or send
Yeah, I've
it.
also sent it to his aunt, the one that came and got his truck, and I think she has it, but I don't really think she cared for it, so I just don't know. But yeah, I can send it to you guys, and I can
Yeah,
do whatever.
get a good picture tonight or look through your photos and yeah, I would love to see that. So Haley
Okay.
mentioned that and I was like, "Oh, that's so precious." Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
my
I just
parents
love
wanted to
that.
do something for those kids, and they even talk about it like this past Christmas or this past snow and ice we had. They're like, "Oh, I wish the kids could like be outside to play with us."
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
That's rough.
I'm more than happy to do that for you guys.
I would love that.
Thank you so
Yes, thank
much.
you, and thank you for taking the time out. I know you've got to pick up your kids in 6 minutes,
Yeah.
so we'll let you go. But if you need anything, you have my number. If you have any questions. Now, you did mention your significant other's name at 4 minutes and 50 seconds. I can just delete that. Is that good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll just delete that one little part. I think everything else is great.
Perfect. Thank you so much for listening to my worries and deleting his name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime.
We're here for you. Like this is what we love to do is bring awareness to things and help people through traumatic situations.
Yeah, and if
Yeah,
there's
I love it.
anything that you think of before Monday at like noon, then just and you want it to be included, just send it to us. Or if you're thinking about it and there's something you maybe said that you would rather not be put in it, just let us know. It's just Monday at noon is when like the final edit is done.
Okay.
So
So it'll be next Monday at noon. So you have a good bit.
yep.
Okay, I have notes that I was going to try to follow them, but then I just ended up word vomiting. So if you just want my notes, I can send that
Yeah,
too. Yeah,
send
that'd
them
be
over.
great.
All right, perfect.
All right, you're
Thank you
doing
so
great. Thank
much.
you so
Yeah.
much.
All right, thank you guys.
All right.